Today's shir is Masechta Baba Kama Daf Ayin Hey. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the top. Itmar. We have been discussing the halacha Amud B'Knas. The halacha, everybody agrees, the Amud B'Knas is somebody did an avera for which there's a knas, and the definition of a knas is that it's not just repaying what you did. So, for example, you, as we've been learning, kefil is a knas. You pay double the value of what you stole. Or we speak about dal v'hei is a knas. You're paying certainly more than the value of what you slaughtered or sold. The Torah HaKadosh teaches us that moida b'knas is potter. I saw the Eliyahu Dessler Zatzal in his sefer Michtav Eliyahu explains why is the halacha the Moed B'Knas Potem. Rav Dessler Zatzal explains because the purpose of a Knas, the purpose that a Kadosh Baruch Hu under certain circumstances says in the Torah that for certain averus you have to pay a Knas, is not that a Kadosh Baruch Hu needs our fine. A Kadosh Baruch Hu needs our tshuva. A Kadosh Baruch Hu needs that we should recognize that what we have done is wrong. And that is achieved by giving a knas. And that helps the person recognize that what he did is wrong. And therefore, says Rav Dessler, in a situation where the person was moed b'knas, and he's recognizing that what he did was wrong, there is no need for him to have to pay the knas. What the Torah wanted to achieve has been achieved. The Sefer Das Chochma Musar says that we're going to learn in our Shia today that the Pasuk says, Asher Yashino Lakim, that when does a person have to pay Knas? When Bezdin declares that he has to pay Knas. Prat Lamashias Atzmai. When it's a situation that he was moided the Knas, is that he doesn't have to pay the Knas. So explains the Sefer Das Chochma Musar. What does the knas travel with? He says the knas travels with Asher Yashin Alakim. Bezdin identified this individual as a Rosha, and a Rosha has to pay a class. But when somebody doesn't need the Bezdin should make that declaration, somebody on his own recognizes that that's who he is, then he doesn't have to pay the knas. What he's saying is that the entire purpose of the knas, of Bezdin and the knas, is for the person to be identified and declared as a Rasha. But once the person identifies himself as a Rasha, he says that's so much more powerful than when Bezdin declares you as a Rasha. Because when Bezdin declares an individual as a Rasha, doesn't mean that he really feels that he's a Rasha. He had no choice, because that's what Bezdin has decided. But when the person on his own comes to that recognition, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. And therefore he says that a person, even though he did an Aveira, is subject to punishment in this world or in the next world, he says all that's necessary is for a person to do tshuva. And the first step in tshuva is recognizing that I've done something wrong. And that recognition is the Mashiach's Atzmai. And that's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us from us, that we should recognize that we've done something that we shouldn't have done. And because we've done something we shouldn't have done, we need to do better. And if we act that way, then there wouldn't be a need for punishment. And he goes on to say that that's why it's important for people to learn Musar. Because the purpose of learning Musar, and perhaps one could say the same for learning Halacha, is to come to the recognition that perhaps what I did was the wrong thing to do. And by recognizing that what I did was the wrong thing to do, I'll do better. And then I'll save myself from all types of punishment, both in this world and the next world, because the whole point is to recognize that I've done something wrong and won't do it again. So says the Gemara Itma. Now the Gemara begins the discussion which we had in our previous shir, where somebody was moed b'knas, v'achkach Bo Edom. And then Edom come to what he admitted. So if Edom came to what he admitted, we didn't need his admission. What would be the halacha? Rav am a potter. Rav says in a such situation, you potter. Shmuel am a chayiv. And Shmuel says, you chayiv. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav bar Eloi, my time of the Rav. What is the basis of Rav's opinion? Because the pasuk says, imimotzei temotzei biyada agneva. What we've been speaking about in our shiurim, that if somebody is a ganef, he has to pay kefil. And the Torah says, imimotzei temotzei biyada agneva. Mishar at chamo at se chaim shnayim yishalim. Says Rav, imimotzei be'edim. If he was caught through edim. Temotzei be'dayonim. Would a dayonim, based on those edim, said he's a ganef and must pay kefil. Prat, from here we learn, Mashias Atzma. If he admitted it by himself, then the loch of kefil wouldn't apply. Lomeli. So now, ask the Gemara, why does the Torah have to say the posuk of Himotzei Temotzei? Mashatashin Alakim, Yishalm Shnaim Lareu Nafka, that only if Bezdin makes him into Rosh does he have to pay kefil. The posuk of Himotzei Temotzei is coming to teach us, says Rav, that Moed B'Knas V'Akach Bo Edim is Potter. Dor Sameach says that, why is this? So he says, and the way we introduced our shir, Dor Sameach's opinion is quite understandable. Dor Sameach says, all we're looking is for the person to recognize that he did something wrong. And as soon as he recognizes that he did something wrong, then he's going to be, then what the Torah wanted accomplished has been accomplished, and there's no need to pay kefil. Devin Ozel says that the chiv of knas is only in a situation where we need edim to show us what happened. But if we don't need edim to tell us what happened, then there's no, so the fact that we saved needing edim is a reason to have not be chayv to pay knas. The Ktzois points out that somebody was moide b'knas in front of a bezdin, and therefore by being moide b'knas, he's potter, and be'edim didn't come to this bezdin, be'edim came to another bezdin. What will be the halacha then? He says, he wants to suggest, it's not that the fact that he admitted that makes him potter. It's the bezdin. Bezdin cannot make a person pay knas in a case where the person admitted by himself. So if he admitted in front of a bezdin, that bezdin, according to Rav, no matter what will happen, can no longer impose a knas on this person. But that's a halacha in this bezdin. Another bezdin that didn't have these circumstances are not prevented from putting a knas. And therefore, he says a very big chiddush, that even according to Rav, the Rav's opinion is the Moed B'Knas V'Achkach Bo Edim is potter. That's only if Moed B'Knas V'Achkach Bo Edim to that Bezdin. Because the Torah teaches us in the Bezdin that you are Moed B'Knas, that Bezdin can never impose a Knas on you, even if Edim come afterwards. However, points out, the choice. If it's in another bezdin that didn't have that haidah b'knas, that bezdin can impose a knas. The Nesivus disagrees with the choice, and the opinion of the Nesivus is that as soon as you amoyde b'knas, the halacha is that you don't get a knas in any bezdin. It could be that this machloikus of the choice and the Nesivus is directly connected to the machloikus of the Ar Sameach and the Avin Ozel, why Moed B'Knas is potter. According to the Ar Sameach, that the purpose of Moed B'Knas is to show that you're doing tshuva. So the moment I was Moed B'Knas, I did tshuva, and therefore I don't have to pay knas in any bezdin. If, however, we follow the opinion of the, if we follow the opinion of Rav, of the Avin Ezel, that the Avin Ezel says, because the Edim aren't accomplishing, they're not accomplishing in this Beis Din, but maybe they're accomplishing in another Beis Din. For Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel holds the Moed B'Knas V'Achkach B'Oedim Z'chayiv. Amla Chahu, the Pasik of Imotzei Timotzei is not extra. B'Boile L'Goin of Atzma, to teach us that Yechayiv to pay kefil on everything that you stole, who could have done it by Cheskia, that as Ben Cheskia taught us that that Asher Yishin Alakim, that the Torah is teaching us that Yechayiv, the God of Atzmai, that to teach us that a God of Eschayiv kefil on anything that he stole, and therefore it's not available to teach us that Locha Moed B'Knas V'Achkach B'Eidim a potter. Says the Gemara, Esi Rav L'Shmuel, the Brisa teaches us, Ro'a Eidim Shem Sham Shem Aboyim. The Ganef saw that Eidim are approaching Beis Din, and he quickly runs to Beis Din and says, Gunafti, I stole. Avloi Tavachti V'loi Mecharti, then the Loch is Enel Mishalm El Keren. So you see that even though he was Maida, and he was only Maida because Eidim were approaching, so it wasn't even a sincere Haidah, that we still see that Maida B'Knas V'Achkach B'Eidim is Potter. Amalei, so how do you disagree with me, says Rav to Shmuel. Amalei, so Shmuel says to Rav, Hachem Ma'iskinen, Kigoyin Shechazer Eidim L'Achreyim. The Eidim never came. And therefore, since they never came, therefore, I did accomplish something with my Haidah, and that's why, and as the Rabbit explains, they didn't say Eidus on the Geneva, they only said Eidus on the Tficha and the Mechira. But ask the Gemara, for Midatani Sefer, let's continue learning that Brisa, the Sefer, that Brisa says, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon Oimer, Yavo Eidim V'Yidu, Mechlal, obviously Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon's opinion is that the Eidim should come. The Eidim should come, should testify, and therefore the Ganef will be Chayiv. So clearly, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon's opinion is that Moed B'Knas V'Akach Bo Eidim is Chayiv. Mechlal, the Tanakhama that disagrees with Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, holds that under all circumstances, even if it's Moed B'Knas V'Akach Bo Eidim is Potter. Amalei Shmuel. So the question is, what is Shmuel going to do with the Tanakhama? So says Shmuel very simply, Amalei Shmuel, Lav Iker Belozer Reb Shim de Koyka Vasei, having will be able to identify that my opinion is consistent with Reb Lezer Reb Shimon. So I know the Amri Ker Belozer Reb Shimon. So he says, I hold Ker Belozer Reb Shimon. Says the Gemara. So certainly according to Shmuel, what we have established is that we have a Machlokes Tanoim regarding Moed B'Knas V'Achkach B'Eidim. Rav says Potter, like the Rabbanon, and Shmuel's going to say that I hold like Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. L'Rav, but ask the Gemara, does Rav have to hold that there's a Machlokes Tanoim? L'Rav mi leima Tanoihi. Does Rav have to hold there's a Machlokes Tanoim he? Says the Gemara, Amlach Rav. Rav says, I know the Amri, I feel Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon. My opinion that Moed B'Knas V'Achkach B'Eidim is Potter can be consistent with the opinion of Elazar Reb Shimon. For at Kan L'Kamar Elazar Reb Shimon Hasam El Shom the Kamoidi Machmes B'Susa the Eidim. The Ganef is being Moida because he's scared about the Eidim, so he didn't sincerely admit. The only reason he admitted was because the Eidim, he was scared that the Eidim are going to say testimony against him. Aval Hocha, in the case the Rav was speaking about, the Moidami Atzmai, where he is admitting on his own, there was nothing external to force him to be Moida. I feel a Rebbe Lezer of Shimon Moida, the Moida B'Knas V'Achkach B'Eidim is Potter. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Hamnuna, Mistaba Milsa the Rav, the opinion of Rav, the Moed B'Knas V'Achkach B'Eidim is Potter, B'Omer Ganafti U'Bo Eidim Shiganov. In a case where he says that I stole something, and then Eidim come and say he stole something, that in that case, Rav's opinion that he's Potter makes sense. Shrei Chayv Atzma B'Keren, by admitting that he stole, he's not going to be, he's not going to go scot-free. He's still going to have to pay the keren. Aval, if somebody says, loy ganafti, uba edim shagonaf. So now he's going to have to pay kefal. V'choz v'amet tavachti mecharti, he admitted to tvicha mechira. Uba edim shagonaf v'machar, there says Rav Amnuno, Rav will hold it is chayiv. Shrepata atzma klum. So Rav Amnuna is adding a new dimension to this discussion. And he's saying that the only time Rav says, Moid Bekas, Achkach Bo Edom is Potter, is where through that omission, it's going to cost the person who admitted to the Aveira. So if somebody admitted that he stole, so he has something, he's going to lose something. Even though he won't have to pay the Karen, he's going to have to pay for the, he's going to have to pay the Karen. He's going to have to pay Shvez Gzela Shagozel. He's going to have to pay back what he stole. However, in a case where he is admitting, saying that he's already caught as a ganav, and now he's saying Loy Tavakti Mecharti, so he only has financial gain by this admission. Because by this admission, he's not going to have to pay anything. If the admission doesn't cost him anything, then the halacha is that Rav will agree that's not considered a case of Moed B'Knas and Rakach Ba'edim, that's Potter. Amma Rava, so Rava said to Rav Nuna, Ka'pachti L'Sabi D'Bei Rav, I question the Talmidim of Rav and what you said in his explanation. Deha Rav Gamliel, Pot Atzma Meklum Haya. We go back to what we discussed at the end of our previous shiur, where Rav Gamliel admitted that he caused his Eved Tevi, his Eved Kanani Tevi, to become blind, and by making that admission, Pada Atzma Meklum Hava, he didn't accomplish anything, because by blinding your Eved, the Knas is that he goes out free. And the question there was, as we discussed at the end of our previous year, was that a situation of Moed B'Knas? Was that not a situation of Moed B'Knas? The Kamalei, and over there we learned, Rav Chisda said to Rav Huna, that the way we had the discussion there between Rav Yeshua and Rav Gamliel, he said, so it seemed that if Edom would have come after his admission, he would be Chayiv. Not like Rav said that Moed B'Knas V'Akach Bo Edom. And that's how the Gemara in our previous year wanted to bring a raya, the Rav's opinion that Moed B'Knas V'Akach Bo Edom is Potter is wrong. V'loy K'mashanalei, and the Gemara didn't have Rav Huna saying to Rav Chisda, because by making this admission, he's completely free of a Knas. And you're saying now that Rav Gamliel, and you're saying now that when the admitter will not pay anything because of his admission, it's not called Moed B'Knas V'Achach Ba'edim Hu Potter. So the Shaar Yosha points out that in that case, Rav Gamliel was not looking to become Chayiv or not become Chayiv. All he wanted to do was say what happened. Says the Shmar Yosha, from here we see that that doesn't make a difference. We look at the facts, and if the facts are that he was Moed B'Knas, and by being Moed B'Knas, the halach is that he's going to be potter, it shouldn't make a difference what were or weren't his attention. It Benami, says the Gemara, Amar of Chia, and now the Gemara quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, who agrees with Rav Hamnuna. Because it benami, Amr Chibar Abba, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Ganafti, if somebody says I stole, a boy, Edom Shagonav, and their Edom come and say that he stole, Potter. The halacha is that he's Potter. The halacha is that he's Potter, Shrei Chayiv Atzma B'Karen. Because he accomplished something, now he's going to get off the hook from paying Karen. Aval, if he said Loy Gonav, he says he didn't steal. And then by Edom Shagonav and Edom come that he stole. V'chaz v'amet tavachti mecharti, or by Edom shtavachem machar. So by his admission of Tavachti and Macharti, it causes him not to have any financial pain. Shepata Atzma Maklum, and therefore the halacha is the even Rabbi will agree that in such a case, there's an interesting question that the Noidah Yehuda asks. Noidah Yehuda says that we're learning now that when we have a situation of Moidah B'Knas that doesn't cost me anything, that's not considered a true Moidah B'Knas. If there's no pain, financial pain associated with the Moidah B'Knas, it's not considered Moidah B'Knas. Ask the Noidah Yehuda. We had a discussion at the beginning of our Masechta. At the beginning of our Masechta, we had a machloikis that when a tam pays chatzi nezek, is that a knas payment or a mum payment? And Rashi said, what would be the nafgamina if there's a din of moedah b'knas? If it's a knas payment, then we apply the concept of moedah b'knas. If it's mum, then there's obviously no rule of moedah b'knas. Asks the Noidah Yehuda, if we'll say that chatzi nezek is knas, and you might have a knas, and you won't have to pay the chatzi nezek, so there's no financial element to this haidah, there's no pain involved. And we're learning now that the Gemara is saying that when there is no financial pain involved, it's not called might have a knas. So why would Rashi say that if chatzi nezek is knas, we apply the concept of chatzi nezek? So the Noidah Yehuda and other achronim say that there actually will be a financial pain. Number one, by being moided that your animal did this, it's on the track to be able to become a muad. And therefore, that an animal that's a muad pays nezek shalim. So it's on track to become a muad. Another financial element explained the achronim is obviously an animal that once did this type of damage is going to be less valuable than an animal that never did anything like this. And since such an animal is less valuable, that means the owner's equity in this animal diminishes. And therefore, it's considered that there was financial pain. And since it's considered that there was financial pain, everybody would agree that if chatzi nezek is a knas, that this is a situation a moida b'knas. Amar Ravashi, masnisin abraisa nami deka, also teach us that some in the case of moida b'knas v'achkach boi edim, that yechayiv even according to Rav. Masnisin, how do we see this from the Mishnah? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, ganav apishnayim, if there are two edim that say testimony that he stole. Uvetavach amacha pi ed echad, but the Tvicha Mechir, there's only one A2. Oyal Pi Atzmai, only by himself, only by his own admission, says the Mishnah, we learned that the Allah is Misham Teshlim Kefal, Veinim Mishalim Abav Chamisha. Says the Gemara, Lamli the Tani, why did the Mishnah have to begin? Ganav al Pishnai Vitavach Avach al Pi Atzmai. Listening, why didn't the Mishnah teach us that Ganav Vitavach Vimachar al Pi Erech al Pi Atzmai, Einim Mishalim al Karen? Why the Mishnah should have bundled it all together and say that if you were Moedah B'Knas, you only pay Keren. El Lav, why did the Mishnah separate it into separate cases? Because the Mishnah wants to teach us the following halacha. Hakamashman. Gavol, Ganav al Pishnayim, V'tavach al Pierechod, Oy al Piatzmoy, Hu Dolay Mechayiv Atzmoy B'Keren. In such a case, he doesn't make himself Chayiv Keren. He's only being moed on the Tvicha Mechira. Who would I mean? In such a case, we say, Al Pi Atzmai, Dominat Pi Echad. We look at his own admission as just similar to the admission to when there was one aid. Just like we explained, Ma Pi Echad, if there was one aid, Ki Osa Eid Echad, so if you only have one aid, obviously one aid is insufficient to make him chayiv. But when another aid comes, when another aid will come along, he'll be chayiv, because not a two aidim. And as we explained, there is no statute of limitations to when the second aid could come. Whenever the second aid will come, he combines with the first aid, but as Taisu says, they're going to have to speak to Bezdin together. Api atzmei nami. Similarly, when he made when he admitted kios edim, and then afterwards edim kam chayiv. When is that? By the tficha on the mechira on the arba v'chamisha, because his admission of arba v'chamisha came with no financial pain. Where there, because of his admission, he's going to not have to pay kefil, and certainly not have to pay dal v'chei, but he's going to have to chayiv atzma b'keren, he's going to have to pay the keren, loim rinan, in such a situation, we don't say api atzma dumi da pi erechod, and there, if he was moid b'knas, v'ach kach bo edim, he'll be potter. So what the Gemara is suggesting is that the reason the Mishnah developed the cases the way it did is to teach us this very din. Braisa. Similarly, we could bring a raya from a braisa that so is the halacha, the Tanya. The braisa teaches us, ra edim shem sham shem aboim, somebody sees edim that are approaching, v'amar, and because he sees that the edim are going to testify that he stole, so he quickly comes to Bezdin and says, Gunafti, I stole. Avloy tavachti v'loy b'charti. The halacha is Edom Shalom al Karen, only have to pay Karen. So ask the Gemara, why did the Braisa, as it expresses this case, say, Lomeli misti amma Gunafti avloy tavachti v'loy b'charti. Listen, all that we want to teach us is that Moed b'knas is potter. So the Braisa could have said that he admitted he stole, or the Braisa could have said that he admitted tavachti b'charti. Why didn't the Braisa say the case deliberately that he admitted to the Geneva and not to the Tvicha Mechira? Because the Braisa is teaching us, Hakamashman, Tamadam Ganafti, because he admitted to the Geneva, and that brings with it the financial pain, the Chayiv Atzma Bekeren. That's why that Haidah is considered a full fledged Moed Beknas, and it'll be Potter whether Edom come afterwards or don't. But if it were a situation where he said, Aval Oma Loiganafti, where he said Loiganafti, and then by Edom Shagonav, that he stole, and now he has to pay the kefil. And now he says, Chazva Matavachti Macharti, and that admission came with no financial pain, and now by Edom Shemacher, Tavachomacher, that admission, Loi Chayiv Atzma Bekeren, did not come with any financial pain, Chayiv. Alma, we see from here that the Haidah, the Tficha, Lav Haidahi. It's not the same Haidah, because the Haidah of Tficha Mechira comes without financial pain, and therefore, there's a halacha of Moed B'Knas, there is no halacha of Moed B'Knas, V'akach B'Edim is Potter. Only by the Geneva, where that admission came with a financial cost, is there a halacha of Moed B'Knas, V'akach B'Edim is Potter. Amri says the Gemara, the raya from the Braisa is not a raya, loy, because he gufa kamashman, the Braisa is trying to teach us, the kivin dama gamafti, as soon as he said gamafti, afagav dama loy tavakti v'loy macharti, and that bo edem shetavach machar potter. The Braisa is teaching us that if he said gamafti, and he said loy tavakti v'loy macharti, he never admitted to it. And we have edem that he did do the tficha mechira, the lochis will be potter. My tama. Because the Torah tells us, Arba v'chamisha amrachmana, v'loy tashlumi abo, v'loy tashlumi shloisha. The Torah says that a ganef who stole a shor v'seh, sold it, slaughtered it, depends on the animal, depends if he sold it or slaughtered it, will be chayiv dal v'hei. How do we get to the dal v'hei? There's the keren, obviously, there's the kefil, and then on top of it, you have to get to dal v'hei. But if he was moide b'knas, he was moided that he stole it. There's no kefil. And the Braisa is telling us that in a circumstance where there won't be an obligation to pay kefil because he was a moided b'knas, you can never have dal v'hei. Because you can never have dal, you can never have, the Torah doesn't speak about shloish v'arba. And if there's no kefil, it's going to end up being three or four, not four or five. And that's what the Braisa is trying to teach us. Nothing to do with the halacha, a moided b'knas v'achkach b'edim or not. Says the Gemara. We've been having in our shir a question, if Moed B'Knas V'Akach B'Edim, where the Haidah did not come with any financial cost, what will be the halacha then? So says the Gemara, Lem K'tnoi. The Gemara suggests that this question is actually machlokes tanoim. The Braisa teaches us, Hoshnaim idim shagonav. Two people are saying testimony that this person stole a shor or a seh. Vayishnaim idim mosai. And two other people say, edis, that he did ficha mechira. And huzma edi geneva. The edi geneva became edim zomimim, because you cannot be possibly saying testimony that this person stole this animal at this time in this place. Imano yisem, you were with us elsewhere at that time. The halacha is edi shabatla mitzasa batla kula. Since we have no edis on the geneva, the edis on the tficha mechira fall away by themselves, because the tficha mechira is built on top of the geneva. But who's my edit tficha? If the edit tficha became edim zomim, so the halacha, but not the edit geneva, the edit geneva stand. So the halacha is who mishalim teshlumi kefil. The ganef will pay teshlumi kefil, and the edit tficha who ended up being edim zomim. And the halacha of edim zomim is vasisim loy kashazom lasis lochav. What they wanted this person to have to do, they will not have to do. We'll end up paying mishalim teshlumi shloisha. Shem Simchas Omrim, Hei Mishalm Teshlumi Kefil, Dei De Geneva Pei Kefil, Vahu Mishalm Teshlumi Shloish Lepar, Vishnaim L'Al. And the Gemara explains everything. Ahai Koi Simchas. Ask the Gemara, what is Simchas speaking about? Ilei Mereisha, it was speaking about the first case of the Mishnah, where the Eidi Geneva became Eidim Zomimim. And there's Simchas saying that the Eidim Zomimim pay Kefil, like this is the halacha of Eidim Zomimim, and the ganef pays for the tficha shalosh or shnayim. Less lately, Sumchas asked the Gemara, does Sumchas not subscribe to the concept of Eidi Shabbat Muktos Abbat L'Kula? And since the Eidi Geneva fell away, then you can't have tficha mechira, because you can't have tficha mechira without a Geneva. So there's no way the Gemara assumes that Sumchas could be arguing with the first case of the Braisa. Ella Seifa. Simchas is presumably speaking about the second case, that the Eidet Ficha became Hozmu, and in that Simchas said that the Eidim pay Kefil, and the Mishalim, and the Gana pay Shnaim Shloisha. But says the word, that doesn't make sense. Shapakam Rabbonin, who Mishalim Teshlumi Kefil? The Ganav has to pay Kefil, because the Eidet Geneva were not Muslim, and the Eidet Ficha, who were Muslim, should be the ones to pay Teshlumi Shloisha. Says the, so where is the, so what are they arguing about? What is the issue, asked the Gemara, that they are arguing about? Says the Gemara, al-misla achrit ikum inayu. The subject of this machlokes is as follows. Kigayim dav also beitreva amrilei. Two edim show up and say, to the ganef ganafta, you stole a shor seh. Amalahu, and the ganef says to them, in, correct, ganafti, v'tavachti macharti. Miu loy v'fneichem ganafti. I did so, but you weren't the edim. V'ais sadi v'zminu. And the ganaf brings edim to show that these edim that testified against him are edim zomimim. The loy v'pay ganav. He's able to prove that he did not steal in their presence, because they were elsewhere at that time. V'asabal by sadi. And now the owner of the shor or the snare brings different edim. V'sidubay. And they say testimony that this ganaf tavach umachar, or by das tvicha kamechvli. What is the machloikus of chachamim sumchas? If when the ganaf was moida on the tvicha on the mechira, will he be off the hook for arba chamisha? He admitted on the geneva doesn't help him, because even though he made that admission before the second pair of edim came, He only made that admission because the first Edim were testifying against him. But the Haidah and the Tficha Mechira that he made, and he made that Haidah not because of the first Edim, because the first Edim were only speaking about the Geneva aspect, not about the Tficha Mechira aspect. The Rabbanan Savri, the Rabbanan's opinion is, Afagav the Haidah, the Geneva, Machmas, who Edim, who Kedemaida, even though the Haidah and the Geneva was because there were Edim there, the and therefore it's not considered moide b'knas, and that's why he's chayiv kefil. That has nothing to do with the haidah, the tvoicha haidahi. That the haidah on the tvicha was a valid haidah. And on the tvicha, he'll be considered a moide b'knas, and therefore he won't have to pay the dal v'hei, upatar. The simcha sover, kivin daidah de geneva machmas edem hu de kamoida. Simcha held that the haidah on the geneva was not a moide b'knas. So Simcha says, Tvicha lav haidah. The haidah on the tvicha is also not considered a full-fledged haidah. Why? Because the svara that we've been saying throughout our shir, because that haidah comes without any financial cost. Because if you're moida on geneva, it costs you the karen. Being moida on tvicha mechira doesn't cost you anything. And since it doesn't cost you anything, everybody will agree, says Simcha, that it's sumchis, then in such a case, moida b'knas v'ach kach ba'edim is chayiv. And therefore says, hani ach edim, ha'edim kamoides minu, the first edim that were Muslim will have to pay takeful v'sisim lo'kash z'om las lachav. For who, since he didn't, his admission is not considered a valid admission, he'll have to pay shlosh l'parish na'im l'oil. So the Gemara is saying, it seems that the machloikas that we've been having between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Hamnuna, what will Rav's opinion be by Moed B'Knas V'Akak Ba'edim, when it doesn't cost you anything, is going to be machloikas of Simchas and the Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha B'Reder V'Kaloi. Not necessarily at all. Kul Alma, everybody will agree, even the Rabbanan, the Haidah the Tvicha Lav Haidahi, it's not considered a Haidah. And therefore, if Edom will come after that Haidah on the Tvicha, he will have to pay. It won't be considered a case of Moed B'Knas. The Machloikas here is about a different issue. El Be'edah Shiyata Yochel Azim Kamifgi. Chacham and the Sumchas are disagreeing if in a case where you can't do Hazama on the second pair of Edom. What does that mean? Kigoyin Das Sadi, Edom came to Bezdin, Vamalei, and they tell the Ganav Ganaftav. Vamalu, and he says, Ganafti v'tavachti mechati, yes, he admits to everything. Miu, he says, lo b'fnechem Ganafti, it wasn't in front of you, lo b'fnei plani plani. He identifies other Edom. Vaisi Sadi, and this Ganav brings Edom, v'as menu, d'loi b'pai Ganav, that he did not steal in front of those Edom. Vasu plani plani, and these Edom that said that he did steal, plenty, plenty, that the Ganav says that I stole in front of them, the Sidibay, and they say regarding this Ganav, the Ganav Atavachumacha. They say the testimony as the Ganav said they will say. Obakimufki, what is the Machlokes? The Rabbanan that say you don't pay Dalvehe Savri, Havale, once the Ganav was Moida, that this is what he did. So now this is Havalei Eidus Yata Yochel Azima. The Eidus Achroinim can never become Muslim. Because what are we going to say? How could you possibly say? He said, I did it. The Kol Eidus Yata Yochel Azima, lo have Eidus. The Rabbanan hold any Eidus that is not open for Azama is not considered a valid Eidus. And therefore, their Eidus is nothing. Since their Eidus is nothing, even if you hold Moed B'Knas V'Achkach Ba'edim is Chayiv, that's only if the second Edom are Edom that we can accept their Edus. But if they're Edus that we can't accept, why can't we accept? Because Edus Shiyata Yochel Azima, then there's nothing. Then there's no Edus, and we just remain with his Haidah on the Tficha and the Mechira. With some Chasavar, Edus Shiyata Yochel Azima have Edus. And the Dvar Avram explains what is the basis of this machlokes. He says that the Rabbanan's opinion is when the Torah teaches us which Edus is a kosher Edus and which Edus is not a kosher Edus, the Torah says one of the conditions is that it has to be Edus Yochel Azima. If it's not an Edus Yochel Azima, they're automatically disqualified. Whereas Sumcha's opinion is not because it's an inherent disqualification. The concern is that we have to be concerned that they're lying. And if they don't have this threat hovering over their head, that if they're going to be caught, they're going to be punished in a serious way with Sisim Loi Kasha Zomim Lassus Lachiv. So then nothing stops them from lying. If that's the case, says Sumchus, well, we know that they're not lying because he already admitted, so we don't have to have the halacha of Eidus Yatayochel Azima. Ask the Gemara, but how could this be the question? How could we say that this is the machloikus? For Kaimelon, don't we have a rule throughout Shas? Eidus Yatayochel Azima lo have Eidus. Answers the Gemara, Hanimili, when is that said? In a case where Edom cannot say when and where this testimony, this story that they're saying Edus about happened. In such a case, the halacha is that we can't accept that testimony because there's no way they'll ever become Muslim. Here, that's not the situation. Aval hacha, in our case, siyua hudukamasayle, the ganef is corroborating what the Edom is saying. And therefore, according to Sumchus, it's not considered as Edus Yatayochel Azima. Amamar, so the Braisa said that the first pair of Edom who said that he was the ganef, and then they became Edom Zoymim, hey mishalom tishlumei kefil. They have to pay the kefil. And it seems that the Karen also they have to pay. But why? If the ganef asked the Gemara, if the ganef is admitting that he stole, so he should have to pay the keren. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Oza Mishmei Deraf, Tani Tashlum Kefil. You're right. The ganef is going to pay the keren. He admitted that he stole, and since he admitted he stole, he has to pay the keren. And what is meant here to teach us is that the next part, the kefil part, is the part that these Edom Zoymim are going to have to pay, but the Karen part, the Ganef will pay.